Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
All of this!
I'm young. I'm handsome. I'm fat. I'm pretty. And can't possibly be beat.
Good evening, listeners. This is Nikki Outlaw with Baby Mama Talk with my co-hosts KD and Lady Q. We are on the air live this wonderful Tuesday evening. Our guest tonight will be Chanel Red. She is from Big Dawes Music. We'll be talking to her later on. But right now we're just going to bring on Lady Q and KD, and I want them to just say good evening to everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening. This is KD.
Yeah, so listeners, we just want y'all to know that we're thankful for y'all tuning in last week. We appreciate your love and everything because we were a little nervous. I will admit I was a little nervous, but after I listened to the playback, I appreciated y'all love. I really did, and I also looked at some statistics. So we got a really nice turnout for our first show. We appreciate that. We really, really do. Yes, definitely. Let's give them some shout outs, ladies. We're still waiting for our guests, and so we're just gonna talk amongst ourselves and talk. I will start a little conversation. I've been sick, and so bear with my voice. For this last next hour, it's amazing when we get sick. We still try to grind, though. I still, got up and got in here so that we could give you this show everything. KD or Lady T, y'all want to say anything while we're waiting for our guests to get on the air?
I just wanted to say happy Mother's Day to the moms. Mother's Day is coming up.
Thank you.
Definitely. That is true. See, look, sometimes those little things I hadn't even thought about that. I'm serious, y'all. That is like the furthest from my mind right now, and it is this upcoming Sunday. Oh, wow. Okay.
We forget about ourselves. We always think about everybody's birthdays and everybody else's stuff going on, and we forget about ourselves. But we got to remember, ladies, Mother's Day is our day. We're going to be celebrated. So make sure the people that you love in your life are celebrating you the right way.
You're right. And we do forget about ourselves. We do. We do it every single day. I have people at the day job that are always telling me, Nikki, you need to think about yourself. You need to remember about yourself, because who's going to take care of your kids and your mom and everybody else if you're not taking care of you? And I go, yeah, that's true. But then I turn around and I still forget about myself. that's actually how I got this cold. I took my kids horseback riding a weekend ago. And
oh, wow.
Made sure that, they're both in Boy and Girl Scouts, and he was going for his equestrian patch, and then they invited us all to stay after and go camping. So we did, and of course, the night before, I'm making sure that we got tons of layers for them, right? But what do I forget to do? Pack myself layers. So I am quickly barring other things. People, some of the other ladies that were camping out, they were like, here, don't worry about it, because I started camping at home. No. But it's all good. The kids loved it. I just ended up, getting sick. But it's all good, the things we do. It's all good. But, yeah, ladies, as my co-host said, KD and Lady Kim said, we have to remember ourselves because – and give our own selves pats on the back, even if it's nothing but taking a couple of hours for ourselves, a day, just whatever it is, and just go, right now it's for me.
Exactly.
It doesn't always have to be financial, right, girls? It doesn't always have to be the financial thing, because sometimes we ain't got that money.
Right.
We do not.
A few hours in the gym, maybe just relax, read a book, you know, bubble bath.
Right. Hello, bubble bath. I don't even know what that word is. I don't know what that is. Because in my house, even if I try to take a bubble bath, I have a soon-to-be 2-year-old nephew who loves Auntie and will, you know, walk in there, and I'm like, excuse me. So I have to do that quick in and out shower thing, you know what I'm saying? Unless I take a bath when he's sick. But you're right. That little bubble bath, I could totally use that right now. I might have to do that when we get off. He'll be asleep by then. But, yes, ladies, remember yourselves on Mother's Day. Remember yourselves on Mother's Day. That's all we have to say. And not just Mother's Day, every day. You know, take a little time for yourself once a month, once a week, whatever it is. Try and do it. And for those of you who are just tuning in, this is, of course, Baby Mama Talk with Nikki Outlaw, Lady Q, and KD. And we, our guest tonight is Chanel Redd, and we're waiting for her to come on air. And she is a owner of Big Dog Music. She's an artist, a singer, a mother, an entrepreneur. So, but until then, we're just talking, like this is what our show is about. It's about us having conversations, real conversations about real things that's going on. And right now we're talking about Mother's Day and taking time for you. And you know what, ladies, I'm also going to shout out some single fathers out there, because I got a little slap on the hand from some of my single father friends from last week, because we were shouting out the single moms. But you know what, I do, hands up. You know, give much kudos to the single fathers, because I do have a lot of friends who have stepped up to the plate, and it's the reverse, where the mom's not doing anything or not capable of doing anything, whatever the scenario is, and they're stepped up, and they are also taking care of those kids. And I'm just going to shout out to everyone who are taking care of kids. Where's the grandfathers, the grandmoms, the grandparents, the aunts, the uncles, the sisters, the brothers, you name it. If you are helping rear or do anything with a child, whether it's yours or not, give yourself a big hug, slap on the back, whatever. We give you kudos from Baby Mama Talk. We really do, because there's just so many kids out there that need the community support again. And a lot of times we don't get that. I don't know, you know, for our listeners who's on the air and what how you were raised, but some of us were raised where we were reared by the community. It wasn't just mom and dad and grandparents. It was everybody. You know what? If you were late getting in the house, your mama knew it before you even crossed the door.
And you would hear about it on church again on Sunday morning.
Oh,
everybody would let you know.
Exactly. And what about if something happened in school?
Oh, my. Yeah. Don't even talk.
That's a rearing I was brought up on. And I try to instill that when I raise up my kids. I'd be telling all the neighbors, the school, I'm like, you better let me know. Don't be waiting until I get home at 5, you know, after 5 o'clock. You need to call me while I'm still at work and let me know, so I can take care of it then, versus them giving me all the smiles and hugs and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, what you do? You know, just go ahead. Let me go ahead. You know, and I mean, that's what I believe in. And I do. I give those kudos for those people who are still instilling that in our kids, because there are a lot of kids out here who don't have it, who are fending for themselves, you know, living on the streets, going from one house to one house, you know, one friend from one friend. And those friends may not even know their circumstance, you know. You know, I have become a community mom, so to speak, and I learned it from my mom. You know, where I have taken in, I'll call all of my kids my god kids, because I've taken in some kids, you know, that had abusive homes, whether they were sexually abused, physically abused, mentally abused, and I've helped raise them. And I learned that from my mom, because at one time my house used to be a hotel. There were people on the floors, on the couches, everywhere at one point or another. You know what I'm saying? And of course, when you're a child of any age, you don't know why your house has all these people in it, especially if this house is full with you, like friends, kids you know. And you're like, why don't you go home? you know, just, you know, go home. Okay, I invited you to dinner. Now you stand. And next thing I know, it's been a week. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all, come on. Okay, Q, you know what I'm saying. Katie?
Oh, absolutely.
You
know,
yes, yes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Totally
all
agree.
Right. All right. Okay, but then it wasn't until I got to, you know, about 16, 17 years where you're starting to get that, okay, I'm becoming that adult. It's like, okay. And but it wasn't really until I left the home, you know, to go to college. And it was like, you know, my mom and I had a conversation, and that's when she said, you know, this is why I took those kids in. And it was because, and then she, you know, explained whatever scenario it was, whether it was an abusive father, abusive mom, you know, whatever. And my mom's home was, or our home, was a safe haven. And she had worked it out. Well, I'm thinking the kids are, you know, just skipping out, going home. She had already called people's parents and are like, you know, they're like, well, at least we know my child is safe. You know, and that's what my mom's house became. It was like the safe haven home. I mean, I tell my mom, and sometimes I joke about it, but, you know, and then I think about it. I'm like, you know, I keep going, Mom, when you finally go on your home going, I'm going to have to rent like a baseball field or football field for all the kids you have. And she used to go, she goes, what are you talking about? Anyway, I said, well, your mom, think about it. All the kids you have taken in over the years, over the course of your lifetime, that's a lot of kids.
Wow.
I said, and I, you know, that's a lot of kids, plus family and friends and associates and da-da-da. I said, that's a lot of people. You know, so, you know, that's what has instilled in me from growing up is the fact that, you know, again, we have to, it's that community, you know, that sense of everybody taking in and raising, you know, the child, not just one person. You know, it's everybody. Katie, were you going to, or was that Q? Is somebody going to say something?
Oh, I just said absolutely. I agree with that, because you know, I think about it all the time. My sister and I talk about, you know, how we're afraid for these next generation children that are coming up that are just not coming up the same way we were coming up, and you know, just kind of looser morals, and you know, just doing this and that, and you know, it would be nice to get back to the point where everybody feels responsible for everybody's children, and the reason is because we all live in the community. We all live here, and we have to, you know, feel the brunt or feel the positive things of, you know, raising our children the right way or the wrong way. It all affects us. We all
we all
can't turn a blind eye and say, well, that ain't my kid, because, you know, that may not be your kid, but that may be a classmate of your kid. They may influence your kid one day, or, you know, that kid may steal something from a store and suddenly you have to pay higher money to get a shirt. You know, and all that kid might have needed was a little guidance, a little bit of somebody saying, hey, you know, this is the right thing to do. Maybe you should try this.
Right. I agree. I wholeheartedly agree. I definitely agree. Ladies and gentlemen, listeners, I do believe that our guest speaker has come on the air.
Yay.
How you doing?
Ms. Chanel Red, is that you?
Chanel Red, that's me.
Hello, welcome to Baby Mama Talk. This is Nikki Outlaw. We appreciate you coming on the air with us tonight. My co-hosts are
going?
Wonderful. My co-host is also KD.
Hi,
and
KD. How are you? Hey, Chanel. How are you? I apologize for my lateness. I'm going by Chicago time.
That is quite all right. Quite all right. And also, Lady Q is also another co-host, so you have all three of us on the air with you, and a lot, we have some listeners as well. But we also we welcome you. Hey, I love Chicago. It's a little cold for me, but I've been there.
Well,
but
it's pretty good right now. It's pretty good right now, with the exception of the fog.
Oh, well, I'm used to a little fog, but not as much as y'all get. Virginia doesn't get, we get some fog, but not as much as y'all.
Hello,
are you there? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello? Are you there?
Hello?
Chanel? Okay, I think she's having issues with her phone.
I hear her, but I don't think
I hear her too. Chanel? Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, like we keep telling you, this is live. It is not recording. That's why we say it's live talk radio, because when things happen, we can't control it. But hey, she is back. We're going to get her back. Here we go. She is back.
I want you everybody to know that I'm traveling on the road, so if my phone call drops, I do apologize in advance.
Just keep calling us back, and we'll be all right. Well, Chanel, before you drop again, can you give our listeners a little background of who you are? I know that you are a co-owner of Big Draws Music, company, and you're a single mom. But you know, our listeners may not exactly know who and what you do and how you got there. So if you can give them that information, that'd be great.
Okay, I'm a songwriter, and I also develop artist development, and I help get artist deals, very talented artist deals. I got here, it was a slow pace. I started out as a rapper, then I became a singer, and then I combined them both, and then I started writing poetry. I formed a girl group. We got signed. I'm making a long story short. to EMI, Pocket Town, and then me and my partner, Tanisha, we continued to stay in the business and write, and, it just, in a matter of 3 months, when we made that transition of focusing and, you know, leaving it all, stepping out on faith, you know, God made it happen for us to, you know, get a deal and into the industry, writing for notable, you know, artists.
Oh, awesome. That's awesome. Now, you said when you're a singer, you start out in rapping, and you've done worked with many artists and got them started. Could you name a couple of people that you've helped start their career or assisted?
Uh-huh. Well, Trey Songz, for one. We were working with Trey since he was like...
Well, if we have any young... teenagers, they're going to love that, listening right now.
And Trey actually was amazing. You know, he was incredible all on his own. He's very animated. Besides the fact that he's cute, he's very talented, you know, and just being around him, you can see why, you know, the label made a big fuss over signing him. But we had the chance to work with him and help him his situation over at Atlantic Records, and also a young lady by the name of Emily King. We helped her get her deal at J Records, and another young lady named Beige, who she got signed to Atlantic Records. But, you know, she decided with all the craziness going on in the music industry that it wasn't for her.
Oh, awesome. Sounds awesome. Sounds very interesting, too.
It is.
I don't know the music side of the entertainment world. That's, you know, one of the aspects I don't know. But, you know, anything that deals with that is always, you know, it's interesting. Businesses, period. You know, it's always good to learn new things. Now, Chanel, I know that you're also a single mom. How is being a single mom and running a business and starting in the business, how did you, you know, juggle that and continue to juggle that and be successful?
Well, I had one baby in one arm and the other one on the other arm, and I was tugging them around everywhere I was going. at the time, I just had my son starting out. He's now 22. And he went everywhere I went, and then my mom took over. You know, thank God for mothers who... you know, support
Amen.
Their children and doing positive and do, you know, that was very important to me. You know, her daughter wasn't running the streets or partying. She was just doing her music, something she loved to do. And she saw that, so she stepped in and was like, give me my grandson. and it was hard certain times, you know, because I think mostly because I missed a lot of basketball and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And
Okay, I know she's there. It's where she's traveling. We can't hear her clearly, but we know she's there because she has not dropped off the phone lines. apologize, listeners. All right, you know what we're going to do? We didn't do it last time. While she is trying to get back on the air, again, if you've just tuned in with us, this is Baby Mama Talk with Nikki Outlaw, Lady Q, and KD. We are interviewing Chanel Red of Big Draws Music. She is calling us from Chicago, and she is in the process of traveling. So some areas is a drop zone, and we have just dropped her, but she has been calling us back and forth. I'm going to play a little song until she comes back on. In 1 second. Oh, wait. Now, see, as soon as I was getting ready to push play, okay, she went away again, ladies. See, this is what we say about live, right, ladies?
Yeah. Right.
It's okay. Okay.
Exactly. Either one of you can always chime in when I'm not talking at any moment.
I'm sorry, I thought I was muted. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right, she's back on. Again, right.
Yay.
When I was getting ready to hit play. Yay. All right.
So
she is
very
back.
Interesting.
She's back. You're back.
Yes, I'm back.
Yay. And I was getting ready to play a song until you came back, but that's okay. Go ahead. You were at the point of your... We can hear you. You busted under something or in an area that was bad. The last thing you were talking about is your mom was your support system, basically, and she had your son and was very supportive of you going out and doing what you needed to do to get things done. And you weren't out there, you know, doing like some people were running the streets and everything. That's where your story was at.
Right. I was never a party-hardy person, you know. But when I had my daughter, you know, I had to learn how to balance everything, you know, because there were times, you know, I felt bad not being there for my son and playing basketball and being recruited and, you know, and then one day he expressed himself to me, you know, like, Mommy, what 12-year-olds don't, their mom don't come to their game? So, you know, it kind of touched me to my heart, you know, so I vowed, you know, with my daughter to be more productive, you know, and then, and be more productive with my son, who now is in college, you know, and I thank God for having two kids who see their mom, like, working so hard. You know, if you never learn anything from me, I stuck to a dream and made it possible and stuck in there. So, you know, being a single parent and having kids, period, whether it's 1, 2, 3, 4, learning how to balance them and make sure they study, you know, communicate with them is very important.
I agree. We were go ahead, Lady Q.
This is KD. I just wanted to ask Chanel, what are the highs and the lows of being in the entertainment business? Is she still on?
She was there.
Hello?
Chanel? Chanel?
Hello?
We can hear her. I don't think she can hear us. Chanel?
Uh-oh, I think she's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
We have. She'll be back. What were you getting ready to say, KD? Or were you going to ask her a question?
Yeah.
Okay. Well. Well, hopefully. She'll be able to come back on, and we'll be able to hear her a lot clearer than before. trying to find a song that isn't too long. If you just, okay, this may be her from a different phone. Hello?
Yes, this is me from a different phone.
Different phone, yay!
Yes, yay! So I'm back.
No, you're back.
Hopefully this phone doesn't go out.
Awesome. All right. My other co-host, Katie, was getting ready to ask you a question.
Okay.
Yes. Chanel, I just wanted to know, what's the highs and the lows of being in the entertainment business?
It depends on which career you choose in the industry, whether you're an A&R or a songwriter or a producer or an artist. I think the highs and lows would be making money to support your family,
mm-hmm.
you know, being able to pay bills and still be relevant in the industry. That was kind of hard for me because being a writer, you don't get paid like every 2 weeks like you work a regular job. When you get a payment, it's like a huge lump sum at one time, you know, like I would say, just speaking hypothetically, I could get a check right now for $50,000, and that's a salary for a year, and I would have to budget that out, you know. And being a writer, going to different cities and paying for plane tickets to go here, the highs and lows of it would definitely be financial.
Okay.
And sometimes the letdowns, because there's a lot of competition out here, and if you really don't stay focused and stay, networking.
Yeah.
And making
mm-hmm.
sure that your face is out there. Work can be slow, you know, but I'm a grinder, you know. I've been out there, and even being out there, it's kind of slow, you know. So you really got to learn how to budget your money and learn how to just network and keep yourself relevant so people reach out to you and you're able to get work and you're able to, you know, support yourself and still be happy. Because there are some people who, you know, doing this business, you have to get a regular job.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
To maintain. So it has its ups and downs, but it's all worth it. I'm saying for me developing amazing, talented, God-given children, kids, adults, you know, just, I love it. I couldn't see me doing anything else.
Sounds
so those
awesome.
Lows in the industry, those lows, me meeting talented people make up for it.
Lady Q, you have anything you want to ask her at this moment?
Miss Red, I just wanted to say congratulations. I heard you said that you signed to a girl group. I wanted to know a little bit more about their group. What kind of music do you sign? How many girls are in the group, and when can we expect an album?
Well, I don't have a girl group. I have a.
Oh, I'm
it's
sorry.
Three boys. That's okay. It's three boys and one girl. They're called Spoiled Rotten, and they're pop rock. They're pop rock and beat. They actually play instruments. And I also have a young gentleman. His name is B Wonder. He's like a cross between Usher and Chris Brown. And then I have a young lady. Her name is Carly. She's pop and R&B. I mean, for the most part, I look for just the talent. You know, I feel like if I'm working harder than you, then we can't work. And I like aggressive artists that believe in, you know, investing in themselves as well. You know, with me being an artist a long time ago, the stuff that I know now, if somebody would have taught me that back then, I would have been a millionaire right now. But unfortunately, I didn't have that. So any artist that, you know, I decide to take on, whether it's pop, rock, I do gospel also, you know, I just want them to be open to growing. You know, learning the business and not just sitting back thinking it's just I need to get a check and buy the latest gear. And, you know, we make a point to teach our artists, you know, things they need to know about the business, how to invest their money, most of my artists are young. I have some as young as 14. So, you know, teaching them and parents is very essential for me. I don't just take them on and just groom them. You know, there's a lesson, you know, a teaching and everything. You know, because I was an artist once, and now I'm doing business. And, you know, again, if somebody came to me and told me all the things that I know now, I would be in I'm in a great position, but I would be in an even bigger position.
Mm-hmm. That goes back to what we were saying earlier about community, you know, teaching the young people that are coming up behind us just the lessons that we learned.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, that we were talking about that earlier, Chanel, while we were waiting for you to come on, about the fact that some of us were brought up where it was the community, not just the parents that raised you, but it was everybody, you know, where the parents,
right,
by the time you got home, the parents knew what you did before they, you know, you stepped across the threshold and you heard about it again at church.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you did something at school, the parents already knew about it before you got home, you know, and all of that.
Right.
We were talking about how, you know, because I, you know, how we need that back even now, because
yeah,
our kids are getting crazy, you know, out here nowadays. They're just, you know, I have a new coworker, a perfect example, and she, for the last, since 2000, has taken in foster kids, and not just any foster kids, those who have various forms of disability. So she's taken not just the kids, but then she's also added on, you know, these disabilities to her shoulders.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, they're already, you know, have issues because they're, you know, emotionally, you know, scarred from whatever they, you know, they're going on. But one of the latest child she has is about to turn 18 in June, and this girl,
mm-hmm,
for the last 3 years has, you know, basically run away. I don't even want to know how many times, you know. But again, it goes back to the community because, you know, when she runs away, she's putting out, of course, calling the cops, and she's talking to her neighbors. So she has a nice little support system. But I'll be praying for this girl for when she turns 18 and when she gets out on her own. So,
right. So
but that's what those are the type of. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead and finish. I was listening to you.
Yeah. No. But I'm just saying those are the type of kids that, you know, we still, you know, those are the ones that we still need to make sure that they have a sense of community and type of thing.
Yeah, where I live at, I am desperately trying to put together something for a lot of the young girls in my town. You know, there have been a lot of points where there are talented young ladies that get caught up with the boys, you know,
mm-hmm,
and end up having babies at young ages and not knowing what to do. There were a couple of cases where, you know, one baby was found in a river because the young lady wanted to go party with a boy. She was only 17. And I'm like, there should be some type of something in our community to avoid instances like that. Because now she's in jail for life.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
At 17.
Wow.
For because she couldn't find a babysitter.
Mm.
You know,
mm-hmm,
and I know ultimately it starts at home also, you know, with the teachings,
mm-hmm,
of, you know,
mm-hmm,
these young girls having babies and explaining to them, like, all the stuff you want to do, partying, you can no longer do that raising a child, you know. So that kind of hit me at heart to say, you know what, Chanel, you know, you're doing this music industry and you need to give back to the community. And for me, that would be an amazing thing for me to do. It takes a lot to do it because you need support, you know, like you said, from your community. And if everybody doesn't want to do it, you can't force them, but I'm still going to force myself to make it happen because we need it. There's nothing in my town for kids to do, like the Boys and Girls Club, the YMCA, no type of seminar, no type of, you know, I just feel the need that I need to start something in my hometown to help.
We definitely support you from Baby Mama Talk. I mean, because I know my co-hosts agree with me that that's a definite need everywhere, and you know, definitely need it. I wish we could get those type of things in, you know, all the different communities around, you know, the U.S.
Right.
You're right. There are
right.
some towns and cities that don't have those things anymore. They just they don't. You know, I mean, at one point everybody had a boys and girls club. Everybody had a Y. Everybody had those different little things they could go to. But as we've progressed, you know, quote unquote, those things have disappeared. You know, and the more and yes. You know, and I know we haven't touched on this before. We didn't touch on it last week, but you know, since we were talking about the kids a lot tonight. Another thing is the gangs.
Uh-huh.
You know, instead of going to the Boys and Girls Club, instead of going to the Y, instead of going to your friend's house and hanging out there, you are now going over to, you know, the various gangs affiliations without naming any names of different gangs.
Right.
I don't want to go there.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, that's
because
where
the kids don't have nothing to do.
Nothing else to do. Exactly.
Nothing.
You hit it right there. Nothing. I have had two or three cousins who have gone in that route, and two of them have ended up in jail. One is out, and the third, he just turned 21 a couple weeks ago, and, you know, I pray to God that's not where he's going to end up, but you know what? That's usually where they do. It's either they're dead or they're in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Chanel, you said it also. You said it correctly. It starts at home, but sometimes, you know, depending on the situation, they'll go in those different directions because they're trying to fight the good upbringing they had,
mm-hmm.
you know, because, I mean, I'm going from personal experience with my three cousins. They had, now one of them, you know, had a good upbringing. The other two, okay, they both were abused when they were kids. So that just started a ripple effect. But the third, who had a very good, loving home, he just
mm-hmm.
wanted to be disobedient and wanted to, you know, what's one way that I can, you know, get away from everything that everybody's teaching me. And that was his way because they were making everything sound so good. So that's sad. But life.
It's very
Lady
sad.
Q.
Very sad.
Yes, it is. It's very sad. Lady Q, I haven't heard you in a minute. Where are you? Are you there?
I'm here. Yes, ma'am. Just listening. Wholeheartedly agreeing. It's one of my passions is to be able to, you know, just like Chanel, start some sort of community outreach to have a passion for young boys especially because unfortunately in our community, the black community, our boys are being left behind. You know, a lot of people are concerned about our girls, but there's a lot of boys that are just getting left behind. For instance, in Charlotte, there is, you know, Charlotte is a big, very big city, and there are a ton of black organizations here in Charlotte. But there are no black men in the Big Brothers and Big Sisters program that is run in Charlotte. Not one single one. And there's been one young man who has been on the waiting list, I think, for 2 years now because his mother wants to have, you know, black model. And you know, that to me is just a very sad thing. There are the 100 black men in Charlotte. I don't want to call, well, I am going to call people out because I feel like people need to be called out. There are giant churches here, and people are leaving young men behind. And so, you know, when we get into a situation where we're not teaching them to be responsible, and then, you know, they're irresponsible with girls, and then, you know, once the girls get pregnant or whatever, they leave. They don't know any other way. I'm responsible for their actions. And so, you know, I'm just very passionate about that along with Chanel, and I'm hoping that, you know, we can, as a community, start to try to change that a little bit because nobody's going to change our destiny but us.
Exactly.
That's right.
Or
about
exactly.
us and us. And, you know, we want to get a whole nother generation of Barack Obamas out there. We want our children to be able to strive to be more than, you know, what they see.
Exactly. Instead, you know, not the everyday, and I'm not knocking these jobs because we need them, but, you know, sometimes they get into their mind that, okay, you know, all I can get is a fast food job.
Mm-hmm.
or all I can get is, or all I can do is sell drugs on the street, you know. And that's not the case, you know. You can go out here and make it and become, you know, that successful person and be, yes, the next Barack Obama or the next, you know, inventor of whatever it is that we need. I mean, they don't realize that a lot of things they use today that was invented by us. You know, a lot of things were invented and were by us, and they don't realize that because, you know, even in school, they're not teaching them what we all learned.
We don't get the credit.
We're not getting it. They're giving them. With two kids in school now, I'm paying attention. It's like, okay, wait a minute. Y'all are skipping over a large portion of history or a large portion of science just to make sure you pass these SOL tests.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, so then you're at home, maybe you're on the weekends or the summer, or fitting it in between ball games and whatever else the kids are in, you know, trying to teach them. No, did you know, you know, who invented this? Oh, well, you know what, go read on it for me. You know, because they don't know. They have no clue. They're hooked into the Xbox, the 360, the Wii,
the cell phone,
Facebook, the Twitter.
I had to tell my daughter the other day. She said to me, you know, she got upset because I told her Facebook is not your life. Facebook is for networking only. It's not for you to live out your life. And if you didn't have it, what would you be doing?
I make
a point to have her to read a book every other day. You need to read about your culture and other people's culture and know what's going on in the world. You know, I ask them about the news. You know, when you watch TV, is it just you're watching, I'm just going to say a show, for instance, a Miley Cyrus show or whatever, you know. Are you educating yourself? You know, you go to school every day, you come home, you sit on the phone, or you're playing Wii, you know. You have to start educating yourself. You're 17, you know. What do you want to do with your life? And I think
exactly.
The biggest thing with kids now that I'm around is that they're so much on the phones and the computers that they forget to read.
You're right. I have
all
a 19...
I'm on YouTube, I'm on MySpace, I'm on Twitter. Yeah, but are you learning anything?
No, they're not. They've gotten so into it, they don't know what's going on.
And they're so lazy.
Yes.
This generation right now is very lazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I told my son that. You know, my son, he loves to speak. He loves to help the younger generation. I said, we need to help them learn how to read.
Mm-hmm.
I think somebody was getting ready.
Know that you can't live on your phone.
Yes. Was it KB or
really?
Q? Were you getting ready to say something? Okay. Okay. Go ahead.
Sorry, I forgot my train of thought, but I was agreeing with that. That you really can't live on the phone. These kids don't have any idea of what it is to actually, you know, go out and make a friend, not just
communicate.
You know, regular mm-hmm. pages and, you know, find a friend, a quote-unquote friend, because you know, check their status every other hour. You know, go out into the world and go play a pickup basketball game or, you know,
something.
And also have a love of education. I think these kids don't have a love and a thirst for knowledge because they just have a love and thirst for wealth, unfortunately. A lot of these kids want to, you know, be reality stars, get rich really quickly, be mm-hmm. basketball stars, or, you know, do something that they can just make billions of money and live this lifestyle, but they don't want to do the hard work that it takes to get
right.
there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I know I try to put out there, you know, try to own your own business. You know, mm-hmm. there are a lot of information that they can gather going into their city hall in their cities and learning what funds are available for young entrepreneurs, young businessmen and women, you know, if they want to own, like, fashion, doing clothes or own a bookstore or even own a franchise or something, you know, invest in yourself and your career and you know, not be out just running the street and doing nothing. I don't know if I'm older than everybody on the line, but we didn't have cell phones. We had them little pagers.
I go before that. I think we're all around the same age.
We all remember the pager. I remember my first pager. It was brown. It was the ugliest thing ever.
We all had those pagers.
Uh-huh. And my communication was yelling off the porch. Hey, you know y'all coming outside? I'll see you outside.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
We had to be inside. We had to be inside
before
when that streetlight came on.
There you go.
Yep. You know.
Yeah, we're all about to say, yes, before the streetlights came on, if you were late, oh, you didn't even want to know what happened when you were late. Mm-mm. That was not even a question. You didn't want to know. You just didn't want to know.
No, that was not
but
an option.
Yeah, that was not an option at all. But, yeah, you're right. They have gotten really lazy. It's just that, you know, as we have increased and improved in everything, as the decades and the years go older, our kids are getting lazier and lazier,
yep.
And they don't know anything. I mean, because if we go out here, if anybody go out here and really talk to a child who has graduated high school, not college, high school, and really talk
mm-hmm.
to them, I can guarantee you they don't know anything. They have really gone through school.
Half of them don't even know what they want. Half of them don't even know what they want to be.
Exactly.
What they want to do. All they know is I want to tweet on Twitter. I want to get on Facebook. You know, and it makes me upset. You know, just looking at them and seeing that. Yo, I've seen kids walk in the street with their headphones on, not paying attention. I saw a young lady get hit just from being on her phone.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, I've seen in the paper a young lady get killed, her 18th birthday, from being on her cell phone, not paying attention. Her car drove right underneath the truck and the top of her head off.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Like, I've seen all of this craziness, you know. So I just, you know, promoting education to the generation right now is a hard task because they really don't understand. I fear if everything... The whole internet system went down.
Right.
How would they function? How would people function? Period.
Oh my goodness, they would go crazy.
Yes.
They would go crazy. They would go crazy.
Communication is important.
Wow.
Period. Being our children learning how to talk to each other.
Yeah.
You know, and they don't know how to do that.
Chanel.
Yes.
Is there anything you want the listeners to know that besides our kids, we've been talking about our kids, and this is what Baby Mama Talk is all about, and we would love to also, you know, invite you back anytime in the future. This is what our main focus is, it's us pretending like we're sitting around a coffee, you know, or tea, or drinking some lemonade, whatever, in our living room or whatever, and just chit-chatting. That's what we've been doing. But before we were almost, girls, we have been talking. I was going to try and play at least one song tonight, and we have just been talking again. But before we get close to the end, is there anything, because of what you do, you know, the artist, the promoter, the entrepreneur, that you want the listeners to know about that's coming up, that you want to promote, anything?
Well, okay.
Oh, I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
I just did a song for the T.D. Jakes new movie that's coming out, Woman's Out, Art Loose, with
awesome.
Blair Underwood and Sharon Leal. I have a song on that movie, you know, so I'm promoting the movie, you know, as well as.
Well, anything with Blair in it is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely, especially if he takes his shirt off.
I've personally met Blair and done some things with him myself, and he is a wonderful person inside and out. He is actually a very humble person. And I met his family and his brothers as well. They're a really nice group of people. So.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the new, because I know they did one a long time ago, but this new one is like a spinoff from that storyline, and I'm excited to see what he's going to bring to the movie. Him and Sharon, if you guys aren't familiar with Sharon, she was the wife of Tyler Perry, and Why Did I Get Married?
Okay.
So she's the star woman opposite of him. So, you know, it's a very interesting storyline, and, you know, I'm excited about it, and I'm promoting that well. I know they changed the release date, so I have to get the release date, but you guys can look out for it. The song is called Fall Out of Love, and I mean, besides, you know, my group, me coming out with Fall Rotten, you know, I have a book that I'm doing about myself, you know, how I got in the industry, you know, it's really for women, you know, because I've been in the system before, you know, I'm not ashamed to say that. I came in the system for a little second, and I build myself up and doing this music, and I got out of the system, and it's possible for every woman to be able to live out her dreams. If you stay focused and keep God first, you know, and you have a very supportive family, and if you don't have a supportive family, you have supportive friends, you know, and just, you know, just keep God first. And, you know, I'm excited about doing this book. And, you know, I'm hoping maybe some of it can be a movie.
Awesome. Sounds good. Lady Q, any last words with our guest?
I just want to thank you for joining us. Really appreciate it. Thank you for putting up with all of our little bugs we have on our live show, but we thank you for the second show, and we're looking forward to all of your endeavors.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. KD.
Yes, Chanel, just want to thank you, and it's nice having you on the show, and it was just great talking to you.
It was a pleasure talking to you ladies again. I hope we can do this again next
Definitely.
Time on the road.
Definitely. Either, you know what, just get with, I don't have your direct number, because it kept dropping, and I didn't write it down, but get with first. And anytime you want to come back, you know, and he'll give you my number or my, you know, email, and we can always work it out when you want to come back. Okay? All right. Thank you, Chanel Reed. Red. That was Chanel Red from Big Draws Music. It has been a wonderful, wonderful evening. Ladies, are you there?
We're here.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure because y'all get, you know, it gets kind of quiet. I can't tell. What did y'all think?
That was an awesome show.
The show, the topics tonight.
That was great. I love talking about the kids. I could talk about the kids all day, of course.
All day,
mom,
yes.
So.
And we do need to talk about the kids more.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we do. Because, I mean, it's so true. I mean, she hit it, Chanel Red hit it on the money. It was the fact that, you know, we have a lot of kids out here, and, you know, they're slipping. They're slipping in a way through the cracks. We need to find more of us out there and trying to, you know, take the reins, exactly, and raise them and do more of that. So she definitely hit the nail on the haystack. So I'm definitely hoping that she'll get in contact with us in the, you know, later, so that we can bring her back, and hopefully by that time, you know, she'll have started up something in Chicago, in her little area. So that's a definite hope. I am going. Either one of you want to say anything?
I just want to say Happy Mother's Day again.
Happy Mother's Day again.
Mom.
Okay.
Do you want to shout out, or do you want to do a few shout outs? I'm sorry, please bear with me. I'm going to shout out my sister, who is always listening. She's listening to the first show, and she spread the word. I also want to shout out my mom. Happy Mother's Day, Mom, if you're listening.
Yay. Yay, moms. Yay, moms everywhere. We're going to give big shout outs to all the moms, all the fathers who are also moms, anybody who's being a mom to any child. We give those shout outs. Again, you have been listening to Baby Mama Talk with Nikki Outlaw and Lady Q and KD. And we had our special guest for tonight was Chanel Red from Big Draws Music. Now, for those of you who tuned in for the first time tonight, Baby Mama Talk is all about real issues, real conversation with real women. And it's basically just us pretending that we're sitting in our living room, pretending that we're sitting around a coffee table, just talking and, you know, getting real information. Like I said, that's what we're doing. Today we're going to end our show with a song calling Fallen in Love by Jay Silver. And the show was also sponsored by Azure Sky Wine from Charlotte, North Carolina, and the Nays Collection from Detroit, Michigan. Enjoy the song, and thank you for listening and tuning in. again. That was Fallen in Love by Jay Silva, and this has been Baby Mama Talk with Nikki Outlaw, Lady Q, and KD. We hope you enjoyed our session tonight with our guest Chanel Red, and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers and everyone who raises kids. Until next Tuesday, we bid you a wonderful and blessed week. Thank you, and have a good night.